Quotes the Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah that Kedera Sheina Bas Yoima is considered Nosen Tam of Gam. The Gemara makes a statement in the Torah that the Kedera Bas Yoima, when it says in the Chumash that you're not allowed to cook kosher food, and the clay midyon, you have to kasha the kelim before you cook the kosher food, that only goes if it's still Ben Yoma. Once the clay is Zaina Ben Yoma, so in our Torah it's not a problem because it's Nosen Tam of Gam. So the Gemara says on the Leah's Daphne Avodah Zarah, say, Ela Miyato. So let's talk to go ahead and cook. What do we need? So many different sets of dishes. Fleshig, milchig, parav, and chomitzig, and pesachig, and everything. Just wait till it's Eina Ben Yomo. So the Gemara says it's Gzera Derabban, Gzera Eina Ben Yomo, Ata Ben Yomo. So that Gzera, Tosfos says, that Gzera is only lahatchila, but the Eved, if a person cooked kosher food in a tray for klish, Eina Ben Yomo, so the Eved, we would say it's mutter, because now it's in Tam Lagam, it's mutter by the Eved. But lahatchila, it's awesome. So the Shulchan Aruch has a din later. Take a look and see the Kufches Siv Gimel. Kufches Siv Gimel, it says on the side in the Be'er Agoilo, is a direct quotation from the Tosfos and Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Vav. What does it say there? The Jews didn't have their own bakery. The Jews would knead the dough at home, and then they would take it to the Goyish bakery. So not only did they didn't have their own oven, they didn't have their own baking tins. So they had to use the baking tin from the Nochri. So the Nochri, years ago, was a very common practice, in America also years ago, was a very common practice, they would bake bread with lard. So the baking tin would have a blia from Chazer Shmaltz. So you're not allowed to bake kosher bread on a tray for a baking tin. It's going to make a tray. What if you waited 24 hours? So the baking tin is an Eina Ben Yomo. That's still also lechatchila to bake. But the Nochri is not going to let you bake. We can't afford to have our own oven. So what are we going to do? So we'll never eat bread. So you're stuck. So Shas Hatchak. So this is right. So Shas Hatchak kidi ebedomi. Whatever is only also lechatchila muta b'di'evet. So if it's a shas hatchak, you're permitted to do lechatchila, but it's usually only muta b'di'evet. That's the Mechaber and Siv Gimel is quoting a Tosfos in Maseches Avodah Zarah. And Yesham Nun Shalisar al Hamerade Shikorim Fala, a French word, the baking tin, also litan aleh het to kol hayom. You're not allowed to bake kosher bread on that baking tin, call a yom for 24 hours. Miu, kishayin abas yom amuta l'shtamish bo mishum de'yev shibin yanacher. That shas hatcha kediyev adom. So let's say you want to have a kosher run on candies. The company always makes tray for candies, and you want to make kosher candies, and they won't let you kasha. Stand on your head, they won't let you kasha. They tell you, so we don't need anything on the hashgacha. We're not interested. So would you say, once it's Eina Ben Yomo, you have no brera. So would you say, once you wait 24 hours and you can't do anything about it, so you're allowed to use the cliche Eina Ben Yomo. So the Acharonim, the Minchas Yitzchok, was a rabbi in Manchester, and then later on he was the head of the Eida Charedis, he was the time Eida Charedis. So he wrote many volumes of Tshuvas. So he has usually a likut of all the Acharonim. He quotes all the Achranim say this is only by bread because al alechem yichya ha'adam. Chumash says lo al alechem levado yichya ha'adam. But years ago, lechem was the main course in every meal, breakfast, lunch, and supper. They had the six slices of bread, then a little bit of chicken, a little bit of fish, a little bit of whatever, shmear something on the bread. But the main course in the meal was bread. So if you have, let's say, they're making some kind of food for babies, and there's no other substitute for it, and the mother's not nursing anymore, and you have to have some kosher product for the babies. So then that's al alechem yichya ha'adam, as far as the babies are concerned. So you have to be makom. If they have a tray for chocolates and you want to make kosher chocolates, or they make milchig ice cream, you want to make parva ice cream. That's what the tshuva is about, I think. They said, we can live without the milchig ice cream also. We can live without the parva ice cream. We can live without all the candies. That's not such a necessity. If it's really a necessity, if it's a shas hatchak, so shas hatchak is that the nochri won't let us use our own baking tin, and he won't let us kasha his baking tin. We don't have our own oven. We don't have our own baking system. and Baal Kulam, and it's a necessity, it's an important michel in our diet. So then you have this kulam.
Wouldn't the higher ice cream be not fine enough anyway?
Parva ice cream would be not by not, yeah.
I mean, if they were making halafi ice cream,
right.
The tshuva was about.
Right, so we're machmer on not by not ay de bishul. Yes, so what do you say?
Even by
ene ben yoma? By ene ben yoma, bid the make. Are we make a lahatrila by ene ben yoma, not by not? Someone gave a hezbo that, yeah. Someone gave a teretz to the stira. I already forgot. There was a stir between the Bir Agro and the Chachman Zad Mishai Misa Behetta. So what was the teretz already? I forgot. It wasn't printed yet in the Beis Yitzchak. So what was the teretz? Ain't a ben yom, but a ben yom. We're only machman a real din. The raisa, the rabbanim, but on a min is not. So therefore, what? So not by not, they be sure there's only a chumra. Mikra din, it's only a chumra. So when Zainab ben Yom, so we're not machma. So when does Nisabeth say that we are machma? I forgot already. Nisabeth says even machma when it's lachatkhila, when it's Zainab ben Yom. When was that?
To rely lachatkhila on not by not.
No, but they wanted to say it's even mutter lachatkhila. Someone said, avoy, they already forgot someone over here, no? Someone said that whenever it's there's a shach in the second chelik yeridaya, that in kitnius and whatever something is only osam itam minig, so then there's no gzeira enem ben yom ata ben yom. The Nadi Bihuda once said the gzeira enem ben yom ata ben yom doesn't apply to a case where the yisiv is only an yisiv derabbanon against the shach. The shach said gzeira enem ben yom ata ben yom even applies if it's only derabbanon. Nadi Bihuda wanted to disagree. So the minig is like the shach that we're machma, but the shach himself writes in the second chelik yeridaya. If you tress or something, that if something is only asa mitam minig, then there's no gzeira edem en yom atem yom. So not banat ay de bishol, there's only asa mitam chumer, mitam minis chasidis, so beinem en yom should be mutter. So when was the chok, when did the chok and sodom quote the Yisra Behetta said that it does apply? I forgot already.
Hashem says, I think, to cook it.
With
das, with hafil, before the process starts, to eat it with cheese down the road, so that you can't do with hafila. Once it's already cooked, so then you could then he's make a wine and you almost please to eat it with cheese. But
the way we presented the argument, it should be mutter legamer by an animal. No, someone gave a teretz. Why it's not even a that the Chochmas was talking about a different case. I already forgot what the teretz was. Whoever it was should write it up for the Beis Yitzchak. So we'll all see what it says again. Okay, I forgot. You gotta know when to apply this and when not to apply this. This sif. The Shas Hatchakedi Evidam. Someone made a whole suggestion that if, which is not correct, the Gemara has in the end of Yibamas a Chumra Midrabbanon that the husband drowned in the ocean. Husband drowned in the ocean, Maim Sheesh Lahem Sof means husband drowned in a lake, and the Edom are standing and they see all the edges of the lake, and they're standing, if they try to retrieve the person, they don't have a dead body, and they didn't see him come out, and they're standing there for an hour, so obviously he's dead. Maim Sheesh Lahem Sof, I see all the edges of the lake, and he didn't come out in a half hour, an hour, so I know that he's dead. Maim Shein La Himself, I can see the edges of the lake. I can see the edges of the ocean. We're standing over here, we see. He didn't come out over here. Maybe he came out on the other side. So it's very far-fetched chashash. So they were machmen with the Rabban. Question, why? Why did they make such a chumrah? It's a good question. Okay. So that's the chumrah. So what happens with the Eved if Bezda made a mistake and they allowed a woman to remarry? By Maim Shein La Himself. So the Gemara says, B'devin, and this is Leitetzi. You don't tell her to get divorced. So one of the Gedolim came up with an Einfal. One of the Achronim came up with an Einfal. So it's always a Shas HaTchakiri Evidami. How old is the woman whose husband drowned in the ocean? If the woman is 75 years old anyway, So there's no big shas atchak, so let her not remarry. But if the girl is only 19 years old, so you're going to tell her for the rest of her life she couldn't get married, she shouldn't get married. Ain lecha shas atchak gadol mizeh, she should be mata lechatchila, the woman, to remarry because shas atchak kedi yevedon. So that opinion has never been accepted. So there are limits when you apply this shas atchak kedi yevedon. Yeah, the pashtus is that if something is muta b'shas atchak, that's a simon that for the yeved it's muta. No. If something is mutter, the shas hatchak means that it's a dead giveaway, it's only an issa derabbana. On the level of the rice, it doesn't make sense. Something is also, but shas hatchak is mutter. So it's a dead giveaway that it's only an issa derabbana.
It's not a
I mean, when you have a machloikes, the Gemara has that b'shas hatchak you can rely on the shitas hayochid that we normally wouldn't follow. That's a different, yeah. So that's a question in Achreinim, right? Whether that only applies to the rabbanans or teraisis also. Yeah, so that's when you have a machloikes and there's someone to rely on. They say, g'dayu a certain tana. Rav Shimon, the Gemara has in one place, this mechola b'shas hatchak. That's a machloikes, right? But let's say if you have an iser and you say the iser is muta b'shas hatchak, there is no machloikes. The Amanita, there are no 2 days. And he says, Mutta b'shas hatchak. The Gemara says, Mutta b'shas hatchak. So it's a dead giveaway that it's only an Issa derabbanan. They were never machmas so much. So the pashtus is, if it's Mutta b'shas hatchak, so the premise is that b'dievid it would be Mutta. It's only also l'chatchila b'dievid. It's Mutta, and shas hatchak in the evidomi. That's the pashtus. Once in a while, you have in Shulchan Aruch a situation where we say b'shas hatchak, it's Mutta l'chatchila, and shaloi b'shas hatchak, even b'dievid, it's no good. And that's a pella. How can that be? That if it's not a shas hatchak, even b'dievud we say it's no good, but if you have a shas hatchak and you allow it l'hatchila, the whole word of shas hatchak that is mutter is called shas hatchak b'dievud. Take for example, let's say two people had a sandwich, and each one knows how to recite Birchas Hamazon. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to, you don't apply Shemei Koina. Midrabbanan, you don't allow Shemei Koina. If two people ate bread and one of them is a soif and one of them is a boor, one of them does not have a bench, so the Gemara says soif and bevarachu boor yotzi bebechasai b'shas hatchak we allow shomei koina. But if it's not a shas hatchak, then the Gemara says shnayim shochlu ka'achas mitzvah lecholik. They shouldn't have one say the bracha. So if you allow it b'shas hatchak lechatchila, so it's a dead giveaway that the whole din in the first place is only midirabbanan. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Bi'ur Agra. The whole din that we don't permit shomei koina. By Birchas Hamazon, the Yerushalmi says there are three cases when we don't allow Shemei Koinen. So one of them is Birchas Hamazon, and one is Kriya Shema, and the third one is Shemone Esrei, Tfilim. So if you have a Shas Hatchak, then you do allow. So what if there was no Shas Hatchak? Let's say two people ate a bread, and each one knows how to recite Birchas Hamazon, and they violated the din. And one guy said the bench, and the other guy said Amen. He listened to all the brachas, and he says Amen. Do you say that even b'dievid he's not yotze because there was no shas hatchak? Let him say his own benching. Or do you say no? How can it be that b'shas hatchak we allow it lahatchila? If b'dievid it's not even good. So that's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Yesham and Yesham. The Mechaber quotes two opinions. So that's strange that there should be an instance where we allow something lahatchila b'shas hatchak heter gomer, and if it's shalei b'shas hatchak we say that it's even b'dievid it's no good. That's strange. You have another instance also. There are a few more instances. Rare. There's another instance. Let's say, Kabbalah say this b'fnei baldin, a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Who had bevalov? You have a balasha, v'yamer al shoro. I go to say this has to be b'fnei baldin of the person against whom the witnesses are testifying. The witnesses are testifying with toivosi on my benefit, on my behalf, then it doesn't have to be I go to say this b'fnei baldin. But if the witnesses are testifying against me, that I owe you money, so then the Gemara learns that from the pasuk. What bivalov? What means the Haggadah Seidus has to be in the presence of the Balashah, Yava Balashah, the Yamar al Shoro. What happens if Hoyo Ha'edim Holchem Lemedina Sayam? The Edim are about to leave. And the Bezdin calls up the Baldin, he should come to Bezdin because we might have been Kabbalah. He says, I'll come tomorrow. He said, what do you mean come tomorrow? The Edim are leaving today. They're going to Afghanistan. They're not going to come back. They're not coming back. They're moving away to China for the next 25 years. So Shas Hatchak, so the Gemara says in the end of Bava Kama, the Shas Hatchak, we allow Kabbalah Seder Shaloi B'fnei Bavdin. That itself is a Pella. How can that be? If it's a Din Deraisa, the Rashboy, it's a Pasuk in Chumash. What bevolo? How can it be? A din deraisa that b'shas atchakim mekel. B'shas atchakim mekel only makes sense on a din derabbana. So that's the Rashboy as that kash. So the Or Sameach has a famous answer. Or Sameach has in the Hashmotis in one place. It's not in the Sefer itself. It's in between the cracks there. It's at the end of one of the volumes of the Or Sameach. He has a biur on the Gemara. He says that the din of Hagodah Seydus Bifnei Badin, Kabbalah Seydus Bifnei Badin, is really a chelek of the requirement of Drisha V'Hakira. But the Rashta V'Hakarta V'Shal Tehetev. So if the witnesses are prepared to give Hagodah Seydus in the presence of the man against whom they're testifying, L'Choy Vosoi, so the man is going to stare them in the eyes and he's going to say, is that so? He's going to know what to ask. The Bezin doesn't know what they're supposed to ask. The guy against whom they're testifying, they'll already tell the Bezin, ask him this, ask him that, or he'll ask himself. So that's going to accomplish a better Drisha V'Hakira. So Menatari the din is, you need Echadid Mamas V'Echadid in the Fosh to Drisha V'Hakira. Menatari you need Drisha V'Hakira by Mot. And with the Rabban, they did away, they abolished the need, Hefke Bezin Hefke. They abolished the requirements for Drisha V'Hakira and Dinim Mamas. The Gemara says that if you're going to insist on always having Drisha V'Hakira, shall Kadesh Lal Tinal Delis Bifnei Lovin. The Gemara has on the first daf in Sanhedrin, daf Gim Lamanal. Kadesh Lal Tinal Delis Bifnei Lovin. I'll lend you money, and then I'll come to collect it, and I'll bring the witnesses who say that you borrowed the money. And Bezin will say, exactly what day of the week was it? What day of the month? What year? They don't remember when. They remembered before she borrowed $100. They don't remember when. So the Bezin will throw out the Eidim. So next time I'll know never to lend you any money. So I'll never, not only you, I won't want to lend any money to anybody. If the Eidim are only acceptable if they're going to remember, there's Manam Okim. Who's going to remember? Who's going to remember? They remember, I lent you $100. They remember the date and this man and everything. It was a couple of months ago. It wasn't on Shabbos. It wasn't on Yom Tov. They remember it's in the middle of the week. They don't remember this man. Who remembers this man? So they made a takana de Rabban, you no longer need Drisha V'Hakira. So the Osamech has a harifus that once they did away with the need for Drisha V'Hakira, they have a right to Hefke Bez Nefke. Once they did away with the need for Drisha V'Hakira, so there's really no longer a need for Kabbalah Seydus Bifnei Baldin. Because the whole part of Kabbalah Seydus Bifnei Baldin is to enhance the Drisha V'Hakira. So Midirabbanan they reinstituted. So the whole need for Kabbalah Seydus Bifnei Baldin is Manazeh after the Takona, rescinding the need for Drisha V'Hakira. So the whole need for Kabbalah Seydus Bifnei Baldin Bisman Hazeh is only with the Rabbanon. So once it's only with the Rabbanon, so on a din the Rabbanon, so you can say that B'shas Hatchak they never required it. So there, so half of the Rishonim say, argue the point, they say, if B'shas Hatchak, the Gemara said B'Ferish, Hoyu Eidim Holchim Lemedina Sayim, Hoyu Eidim Cholim, the only Eidim in the world to know about this story are sick in the hospital, they're on the deathbed. And they want to give a Haggadah Seydus. So the Bezin calls up the Baldin, they say, come to the hospital, we want to get a Kabbalah. They say, I'll come next week. Next week the Eidim are going to die. They're sick, they're going to, on their deathbed. So the Gemara says, if the Eidim are Cholim, or the Eidim are about to leave to Medina Sayam, the Bezin has the right to make a Kabbalah, Shaloi Bifnei Baldin. So if you can, if L'chatchila we allow you to be Mekabbalah, Shaloi Bifnei Baldin, Mishas Hatchak, so the Pashto says that that's based on this Svara of Tosfos. The Shas Hatchak Kedi Evidami. So you ought to say, what if there was no Shas Hatchak? And the Bezin violated the Din. The Din is Lachatchid is supposed to have Kabbalah Seydus Bifnei Baldin. And the Din of Kabbalah Seydus and Mammon is Shaloi Bifnei Baldin. So the Pashto says it should be good. The whole word of Shas Hatchak is Shas Hatchak Kedi Evidami. So that's two opinions in Rishon, two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. So that's a teller. How can it be two opinions? Isn't the whole word, whenever you have a Kula B'Shas Hatchak, something is Mutter? Sometimes the Ramo has, a lot of times, B'Shas Hatchak Kiseid, every other page, we keep on bumping into Ramo, B'Shas Hatchak, something is Mutter. That's a different word. That's a different word. That's because you have a Machloikis of Rishonim, and we're really Paskin Lahokel. That's where the Torah Schatas, the Ramo wrote a Sefer Torah Schatas. He writes in the Hakdama, in the beginning of the Torah Schatas, on the first page, he writes, when the Din really is, always get Paskin Lahokel. But out of respect for the Rashba, out of respect for the Ramam, out of respect for Rashi, whatever, so we're Machmer a little bit. So there's a limit. How much you mechuyev to be mechabed Rashi? You mechuyev to be mechabed Rashi. So you ask for the whole chicken, and on Shabbos you won't have anything to eat. You'll just eat the challah and the tea, and you won't have any chicken soup, and you won't have any chicken. You'll have the dessert. That's all. And the chicken with the chicken soup will be us. So that's mechuyev to be mechabed Rashi to that extent that you won't have any Shabbos digim meal. So if you have a bach marchem and bach erev Shabbos or shas hatchak epsid meruba. So that's a limit how far we want to go and being mechabed the shita. So Rishonim, whose opinion has not been accepted, That's a different word. When the Rambam is juggling around different shittas and he says perhaps in Merubah b'shas hatakimekel, that's a different word. But we're talking when you have a Gemara, when the Gemara has a real deal, and the Gemara says b'shas hatak muta. So it's obvious right away that it's only you're only dealing with a din derabbanan. That was the Rashba's kash in the end of Bava Kama. How can it be that b'shas hatak yikamim kabaleidu shalai b'fnei baldin? It's a posuk in Chumash. How you make a lot of din deraisin? So it's right away a din derabbanan. And secondly, the pashtus is that whenever you have such a Gemara, the b'shas hatak yikamim is based on kuf ches siv gimel. This is a statement of thesis, but the pashtus is that this is the premise of many Gemaras. That b'shas hatak is kiriyeved domi. So how can you have a hechid timtza with something that's mutter l'chatchila b'shas hatak and shalei b'shas hatak even b'riyeved is not acceptable? How can that be? So you have a couple of rare cases which are taka strange.
We say in the case for Machmir to not go in deference to Rashi, we say in that case when the Shas is caught and they're eating that food that a person really should be nisar from it, and we're not doing tachila because we say that it will be the top of the lev, we say the same thing there, that really Machmir is a suros and you should avoid it.
It's a question of how far you go with chumras. I told the story about the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim's wife had passed away probably before he remarried. Before he married the second wife, so he was already an old man, and he had a Jewish woman who was cooking in the kitchen for him. And on Friday night, at the meals on Shabbos, he used to have bochum from the yeshiva eating by him. So he made kiddush, and then he said amaitzi, and then he served the chicken soup. So he asked the bocha who was sitting next to him to please go into the kitchen and ask the maid whether the soup is kosher. So the guy thought he was, what do you mean whether the soup is kosher? She's a religious woman. So he made the bocha made believe he didn't hear what he said. So everybody ate the soup, and the Chofetz Chaim didn't drink the soup. So he waited a few minutes, he didn't get angry, and he asked the bocha again, could you please go into the kitchen and ask the maid whether their soup is kosher? He thought he was senile. He said, he's not going to go into the kitchen. Chofetz Chaim didn't get angry, he just waited a little bit more, they're talking, then he says, please go into the kitchen, and he asked the guy, he didn't know what to do. So the bocha went into the kitchen, and he tells the woman in Yiddish, I don't know what this means, but the Chofetz Chaim asked me to ask you, whether the soup is kosher. So she screams out, she says, oi, go tell him he shouldn't eat the soup. He gave me instructions that whenever there's a shayla on a chicken and I have to go ask him, he doesn't want to eat a behema shahara b'chocham. The Gemara says, Yecheskel al-Navi had a midas chassid, it's a Gemara Chulin, the second paragraph of Chulin. He says, the Rebbeinu Shlomo instructed Yecheskel al-Navi he should eat disgusting bagels that were baked with soya. So it's like lovim or something, some crazy nevuah. So he said, Rebbeinu Shlomo, give me a break. I never ate Nevela Trefa Lo Yachalti. I never ate non-kosher food. I have to eat this. Give me a break. I don't want to do it. What do you mean Nevela Trefa Lo Yachalti? All normal Jews don't eat Nevela Trefa. The Gemara says, no. Nevela Trefa goes on Behemah Shahar B'chochem. Whenever there would be a Shaila, and you had a Kvet Shais HaHeter, so Yecheskel HaNavi was Ma. So that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Amidas Chasidus, that a person should need a Behemah Shahar B'chochem. So the Chofetz Chaim had given the maid instructions that whenever it's behemah shahara wachof, whenever there's a shayla on a chicken, she should tell him and he doesn't want to eat it. So she screams out loud, tell him not to eat the chicken soup. She had a shayla on the chicken and the Moira Haro is makel, but he wouldn't want to eat it. Yeah. Yeah, but the Chachma Sodom quoted in Issa Behetta says Beferish that it's Sarasiv my Inena Ben Yom. So somebody said a Teretz, that it's talking about two different cases. I already forgot. No, you said a Teretz. I already forgot.
But
I don't think so. No, you said something better. No, last time it was very good. He gave some kind of a Yishuv as two different things. I forgot already what it was. So this is an important club, but you have to know when it applies. Shas Hatchak, have you ever done it? How much of a Shas Hatchak does it have to be? Then what is the Ramor right there? In Kuf Chesed Gimel, we're doing the Mechaber already. Kol Zman Sheibasiyam LaMahariba HaGola. That's what Tosfos says like that. How can you ever do HaGola? Tosfos says, how can you ever do HaGola? The Treif Ubliya is going to go out into the water, then what's going to prevent it from coming back in? So one opinion in Tosis was Agad Torah Lamiflad Loy Bala. Since the Gemara has such an expression, so one view, one opinion in Tosis is, since the Kli is busy, big giving out, being maflit the treif of Bliya, so it's not going to be Balea back that treif of Bliya. Another Bliya that's in the pot that it didn't spit out right now, it will be Balea back. A new Bliya that it just spit out, it won't be Balea back. So that Tosis makes fun of that opinion. What do you mean? If the pot has Ruach HaKodesh, the pot knows Benevu, V'chichol Denevihi, Tosis uses a lotion. V'chichol Denevihi, the pot knows yes to Balea this and not to Balea that, and that's ridiculous. So Tosis, how can you have a kasher any Caleb? So Tosis says, Nachanam, you can only kasher a treif of Kli Aideh HaGola if you have Shishim in the water. So the treif of Bliya goes into the water, and before it has a chance to come back into the Kli, it'll already be in this battle of Shishim. Or if you don't want to have. So the Ramah has in Hilchas Pesach, the Magen Avraham quotes the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch has it, then the Magen Avraham quotes the Darkei Moshe, who has even a step further. Our minig is that we don't kasha any Kli when it's still a Ben Yoma, because you're going to have to calculate whether you have Shishim or not. So you may guess incorrectly. You may make a mistake and think that you have Shishim and you really didn't have Shishim. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Ramah and the Darkei Moshe that not only is it true regarding Isura Bala, even if it's a Tera Bala, let's say you have a Milchik pot, it became Milchik by accident. Normally we have a minig, we don't switch from Milchik to flesh. So let's say it became Milchik by accident, and then the Darkei Tshuva says that that minig doesn't apply. So the guy wants to kasha the pot. So there you don't really need Shishim. If you'll kasha the pot, so the Milchik Bli is a terabala, the Bli will go into the water, then it's going to come back into the pot. So it'll be a nice and tam by nice and tam by nice and tam. It'll be a not by not by not, so even though it's Ayidei Bishul, it's Mutta. That's what the Shach keeps on quoting. Not by not by not, even Ayidei Bishul is Mutta. That's how we do Hagolah. If you have a terabala, you can do Hagolah even when it's a Ben Yomo. So the Ramah in the Dark Emotion says the minig is not to kasher Ayidei Hagola Ben Yomo, even if it's a Hetera Bola, and you don't need Shishim, so there's no concern with your eyes closed. You can't make a mistake. The Milchik Bliya is going to go into the water is going to give the Bliya back into the pot. You don't need Shishim. All you need is Rav. You always have Rav. You have Rav with your eyes closed, you have Rav. So what is it a Bichoshish about? So the Magen Avraham quotes this from the Dark Emotion. In the Ramah and Hilchas Pesach, he doesn't spell this out. But in the Ramah, in the Darkei Moshe, on the Torah, he spells out even a Hetero. Unless it's a slight Shas Hatchak. That's what the Ramah himself says. Unless if there's a slight Shas Hatchak, then we are makel to do Hagolah even on a Ben Yomah. So that's what the Ramah says. Calls Manchi Ibas Yomah, Lamahani Bahagolah. It doesn't help Hagolah unless you're going to have Shishim. If you have Shishim, then it will help. Let's say there's a wooden baking tin. Not a baking tin, a baking tray. Now they don't make wooden baking trays, they're going to get burned by the fire in the oven. It's a high fire. But let's say it's a wooden baking pot. So you're going to bake bread on this thing. So the goy used it to bake bread with lard. So you have to kasha, so you can't kasha when it's ben yom. You can't do hagola. So I'll take a peeler and I'll scrape off the upper kadei klipa. It's a thick wooden klee. If the goy will let me. If he doesn't let me, I can't. I can't destroy his kelim. If the Nochi will allow me, would that help? So the Ramah says, V'loi klipa b'kleyumnis. It doesn't help. Even if I'll peel off the upper layer, it doesn't help. Why? So the Bir Agur explains that the only time you say that the Bliya only penetrates Kedei Klipa is Iri Mevashal Kedei Klipa. The Gemara says, Machlek is whether Iloi Gova, Tatoi Gova. So the Gemara says, if you're pouring hot on top of cold, we're really passing Tatoi Gova, but it only asks Kedei Klipa, Ademekalei Bola. So then, if you'll peel off the upper layer on the bottom Kli, I'm pouring hot on a cold Kli, so then only the upper layer is Asa, the Yisra only penetrates Kedei Klipa. But here you're talking, you bake the bread with lard inside the oven. It's not a case of Irui. So the Bliya goes through and through. So what is it going to help? You're going to do Klipa, you're going to scrape off the upper layer. That's what the Shach explains at Kotnachov, that's what the Bir Agur explains. The whole Bliya goes through and through. Yes, it does now. Where did we leave off already? We had just finished. We spoke about in Kuf Dalet Sif Kotten Gimel. The Shach works on that Rashi, Ashvera Rashi, and Maseches Avodah Zarah. The Gemara talks about a mouse that was imartute imartet. that it was chopped up and sliced up into tiny particles and then made some kind of a kugel. And then a kugel has, the whole thing is made from slices, and you can't tell which is a slice of a mouse and which is a slice of the kugel. You can't identify which is which. There's no chaticha realist kabbit over here. And you can't say, why don't you just, the Rani asked the kashim, why don't you just filter it out? And the Rabbi talks about filtering. Yeah, whenever you have anything trace. So the end of Simen Kuv Dalet, the last line of Mechaber, talks about putting a Lahava b'Mesanenes. Have it go through a filter and you'll remove the Yis. Okay? So whenever you can do that. So the Rani asks on the Rashi over here, why don't you have it go through a filter? So the Shatz of the Tokyo, he made a kugel out of it. You can't put it through a filter. So what's the din? Is it bottle or not? So Rashi says it's not bottle because you may eat a kadasha, and a kadasha is the shear for the Shmaina Shvatzim. So that's what the Ran was bothered with the Kashan Rashi. Lama Hutzoch Lazeh, what does he have to say? A kadasha, chotzi shear is awesome in a Torah. What does it have to be a kadasha? So the Ra, the Shach, has a very difficult suggestion. It's a very difficult Rashi there. The Shach wants to suggest that if you have a kadasha, then it's called a beria. Why should it be called a beria? We already learned the rules and regulations of beria. Doesn't correspond. If you it's only called a beria when it's all intact, when it's bishlei musa. If you have a mouse that was sliced into tiny little particles, so it's ein shmei olav. Well, it's only ein shmei olav if it's less than a kadasha. Why? It's not so smooth. It's a problematic Rashi, and the teretz that the Shach gave is also problematic. Let's see, Simen Kuf Hei, we spent a lot of time on. We don't have to repeat that. Let's do again. Sif Yudalit. Simen Kuf Hei, Sif Yudalit. Melech Abalua Midam. We paskan chatich. The Ramot paskan chaticha nasis nevela bishari surim. What does it mean, chaticha nasis nevela bishari surim? Does it mean that the salt that absorbs the dam is het nepach lias iser? So the whole thing becomes, the salt now has an iser dam. The Mechaber says it's not so. Nobody holds like that. The salt doesn't turn into dam. Salt is salt and dam is dam. It's just the din of calculating the shishim. And even the Rashbam, who holds by the melech abalua midam, that melech is avido letaima and it's not bottle, he doesn't mean to say that the heter is nepach liyosisa. Because whenever you have a heter that you're not allowed to eat because it has a tamiser in it, you don't have shishim against it, so not only do you have to be mevatel the iser shenivla bo, you have to be mevatel the whole heter. It's not enough just to calculate shishim kereged the chatichas heter. If it's melech abalua midam, melech is b'mashu, but we don't even paskin like the Rashbam. We paskin that the melech is not b'mashu. So that's why it's very obvious the din that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch later, here in Simen Kuf Ches, is all about Recha. So take a look in Simen Kuf Ches Sif Vav. Zak shel pilpilim v'zeng bol shemesimim mikankane yayin esach. Yainesach is asabahanoah. Yainesach is asabahanoah. That's how the Ramah writes the last line in the Ramah in Sifhei. Yainesach means wine that was poured in front of Avodah Zarah. That's mamish asabahanoah. The Ramah's opinion is that that's one of the Taryag mitzvahs HaTorah. Yishlu yein esicham. The Amar elahemo tzucha sayibah shechelu zochem achelu yishlu yein esicham. So it doesn't really say that you're not allowed to drink Yayin Nesach in that pasuk. Yishtei Yayin Nesach goes there, but the Zohar is drinking the Yayin Nesach. So the Rambam quotes that pasuk in the Sefer HaMitzvot. That's one of the 11. So Lo Yisesem and Atari not allowed to eat Yayin Nesach, and the Rambam holds that it's in Issa Derais. Okay, and Issa Derais. So Yayin Nesach is like Tikruvus Avodah Zarah. It's also about Achila, also about No. The Kruvus is Asabana. We said there are four things that are Asabana by Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah itself, the Noye Avodah Zarah, you have a statue and you hang on jewelry. So the Noye Avodah Zarah Rasar. Mishamshi Avodah Zarah Rasar. Mishamshi Avodah Zarah, let's say there's a frying pan where you burn incense. So the incense that you burn, that's the kruvis, and the frying pan that you use, the sakin that you use to shecht of the heim alavay dezar. So the sakin is mishamshi avay dezar. So the mishamshi avay dezar arasavana, and the tikruvis is arasavana. Those are the four things. Noy avay dezar, mishamshi avay dezar, tikruvis avay dezar. The yai nesach shen esnasach avay dezar imamish is arasavana. That's in sivav. And the last line is if hey, the Ramah talks about stam yainim is mutabahno. So the Shach says, what is he talking about? The Shach in Sidkot Mechav Hei Tzorachiyon. The Lekamon, Reis Simikuf Chav Gimel, Kosav, the Yesh Lesses, Tam Yenem, Vachat Chil Mano, Kedir Atois, is Perk Vaso, David Azor, Dav Samach Vov. If you have a big Shas HaTchak, so then we're makel to rely on those Rishayna Mahol, that Bizman Azed, the Nochrem Anat Vikim, Benisuch, so Bizman Azed, Tam Yenem would be Mutabano. But if there's no big Shas HaTchak, there's no big Hefzid Merubah, we are machman this tam yenim is asabano. I remember many years ago, I go on vacation to Tannersville. So at the end of every summer, they have a big auction. So the women from the shul, from the neighborhood, they go around all over the mountains there, and they go shnore, they go to all the stores, and whatever they sell in the store, they ask them to donate something for the shul and for the mikveh, and then they auction it off. So the nochrim come, the Jews come, everybody come. So the guy used to buy a lot of this stuff off. So once a Goyish liquor shop donated a bottle of treif for wine. So they were going to auction it off and sell it to a guy. The Jews know not to buy treif for wine. They were going to auction it off. So they asked Rabbi Breuer. This was a Meiser from 30. Rabbi Breuer died almost 30 years ago. So he said, how much money are they going to make already on the bottle of wine? $20? So he said, that's not a hefsid merubah. The Ramah is only makel there. The Shach and Chafei quotes the Ramah and Kuf Chav Gimel. If it's a big hefsid mammon, then you make up to say the Stam Yenim is Mutabano. The mashal that the Ramah gives is like this. The Nochri owes me $100,000 and he goes bankrupt and he doesn't have what to pay and he just closed down his liquor shop, so he says, here's $60,000 worth of tray for wine. Take it or leave it. So if I'm not going to take the tray for wine, I'll be left with nothing. I'll have nothing. He owes me $100,000, give me $60,000 worth of tray for wine. So we welcome Hepsid Godel. So then you make all that Stam Yenim is Manazeh, is Mutabano. Stam Yenim is Mana Gemara was also Banu. The Farish in the Gemara, Stam Yenim is Mana Zed, because the Nochma not the king Ben Isuch, it's like a Tinek Ben Yoimer that he doesn't know what Avodah Zarah is all about. but Shaloi B'Shas HaTchak, Shaloi B'Hefzid Merubu V'Yam Machmas, that's what the Shach doesn't understand what the Ramah says over here. Here the Ramah says over here in Sifhei, Kisimu Kufcha Sifhei. The second line, also lezalef yai nesaf she'asa b'hano. To sprinkle, lezalef means to sprinkle wine on top of a flame that should cause the wine to evaporate and it should give a good aroma, should give a good smell in the room. So you're not allowed to do that by yai nesaf. Habu mutav lezalef stam yenem de mutav b'hano. That you're allowed to do. Stam yenem is mutav b'hano and yai nesaf is yai nesaf mamish and it's nesaf lava dezara. Is also b'hanor, and this is a form of getting hanor. The zalaf yayin, the Biragor quotes a gemara in Psochim, in the end of the first parak, that the zalaf yayin is considered a normal form of getting hanor. So the mechaber writes in Sivov, if you have yayin esach, which is also b'hanor lecholadei is yayin shenis nasach lavadizare, and you have besamim was sitting in the yayin esach, and they got a bli of stam yayinah. And somebody wants to smell the psamim. So when he wants to smell the psamim, what reich is he interested in smelling? He's interested in smelling the reich of the wine? No. He'll open a bottle of wine. He's interested in smelling the reich of the psamim. The psamim, the cloves or whatever kind of psamim you have, happen to have a tam of yayin in them, but he's not interested in smelling them. So the Mechaber says, mutar la'ariach behem. The psamim davdala, you shouldn't use it. Mois hakriven ol efecha secha. Since it's treif, since it was balei stam yenim, so you shouldn't use it for psamim davdala chumra. Okay, for a makam mitzvah. But leaving out a makam mitzvah of havdala, mikra din is mutar l'ariach behem. How can it be mutar l'ariach behem? What happened to the din of chaticha atzma nasis neveilo? So the answer is that's not what it means. Chaticha atzma nasis neveilo doesn't mean that the psamim turn into Yayin Esach. How come someone turned into Yayin Esach? Yayin is Yayin, Psamim is Psamim. It's just that then you have to calculate Shishim. And even according to that, even if you hold like that, the Rashbam, whose opinion is not accepted at the end of Simu Kufay, Rashbam just said you have to be Mevatel, the carrier of the Yissa also. But he's not going to say that the carrier of the Yissa becomes Asabah, no? can't become Masam and Akin. The Salmon can't convert to become Yayin Esrich. Nobody holds it. That's not the meaning of Chati Chatzman Asnavev. Everybody agrees to that. So that was the last sif. Again, that was the last sif in Simen Kufay. That's Melech HaBalo Amidam. Yeah.
Doesn't the Gemara in Chul and Yud Gimel on Beis Kol Rabbi Yochanan, and the Rush quotes it in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, that the Gayim Bezman they're talking even times of the Gemara, they're really not of day of Avodah Zarah.
They're not Sofrum.
They're not Sofrum. It's just Minhag Avaseinu B'Yadeinu. So why did Rabbi say that?
Avaseihem B'Yadeinu.
I'm sorry, Avaseihem. Avaseihem B'Yadeinu. Then why then did we say that it's only like post the Gemara that we say that Stam Yedim is Mutabrahan al Bashas Tachar? Why even in time of the Gemara, why don't you say that they're Minag of Sehem, that they're not really of the Avodah Zarah? Why was the Gemara still Machmer for Stam Yedim?
In the second Chelek Yeredei, they say there's a Yeridus Hadaris, just like Vayasa there's a Yeridus Hadaris, so by them there's also Yeridus Hadaris. As the generations go on, they become less and less pious. So they're less and less into their religion. So in the days of Gemara, they were still a little bit into the religion. And today it's even less than it used to be. So today we assume that they're not Bikim B'Nisach. They don't even know what Nisach Hayan is all about. The other question is that today it could be that it became worse, because until I lost track already, until a certain point, the you needed a galach to do the ritual. And then I think they paskin that a balabos can also do the ritual. No? 30, 40 years ago. They're passing a...
That they can drink the
Who?
Layman.
Didn't they pass that
that
a layman can do the communion?
No. Just that they can drink the communion wine.
Oh, forgot already. Okay. The assumption was that only the Galochema became Benisach, and the Hamoinama not some became Benisach. The communion, the Darkei Tshuva writes, by other Avodah Zarah, the different kinds of Avodah Zarah, by other Avodah Zarah, so the wine is usually offered as a tekrubis. Yayin Esach, the Menasach, the yayin to the Avodah Zarah, so tekrubis Avodah Zarah. So the dinis tekrubis Avodah Zarah has no bitl. Avodah Zarah and noy Avodah Zarah, Shamshi Avodah Zarah have bitl. Once you get a nochrit to declare that I don't believe in this Avodah Zarah, I believe that's Avodah Zarah, I believe I'm God, how can I be God? I believe I'm God. Whatever, I'm a shugana. So if you get a nochrit to be mevatel Avodah Zarah that never belonged to Jew, never was worked. If the Avodah Zarah was not worshipped by a Jew and it doesn't belong to a Jew, then you can get a Nochri to be Mevatlet. So you can be Mevatlet Avodah Zarah, it will become Mutabanoah, and Mishamshi Avodah Zarah, and Noy Avodah Zarah. The Krubis, you can't be Mevatlet. So by other religions, the wine is poured as a Matana, as a Nisuch, in front of the Avodah Zarah, so the Krubis Avodah Zarah has no Bitlet. In Catholicism, the Darkei Tshuva writes, once they do their communion, whatever they call it, so they declare that this has now been, the wafer became the flesh, and the wine became the blood of Osahuish. So that's Avodah Zarah Mamish. That's not Tikruvus Avodah Zarah. That's not Nesach. So it comes out of, it's a Chumrah, it's worse, but it's better. For as far as we're concerned, it's better. Because the Avodah Zarah itself has Bitl. So if you get a Nochri to be Mevatl and say, I don't believe that that's the flesh or the blood of Osahuish, so that'll be a Bitl. So it'll become Mutter Bahanoah. Okay. So it'll only be Mutter Bahanoah and Osah Bishtiyah. It'll be Stam Yeinam, it'll be Tabano and also Bishtia. So let's see, what's Simen Kuvav? Simen Kuvav, we already met Simen Kuvav. The Mechaber Paskins, this is an Alta Machloikis, where they say Chaticha Nas Nevela Bishari Surim. So the Mechaber repeats his position that there's no Hanan, there's no Chaticha Nas Nevela Bishari Surim. And then the Ramor writes, the second Ramor, the end of Sifal, the Mashem Nogim Lodim Bechodi Surim. So then you need Shishim Keneged, the whole carrier of the Issa. So the, here there was, okay, so we know the Mechaber's opinion, we know the Ramah's opinion, Ashkenazim followed the Ramah, and the Sfardim followed the Mechaber. Then the Mechaber has a contradiction, that's the first Ramah. The first Ramah says, V'chein Iker, the Lok Moshe Kosev Leel B'Simit Tzadik based on Fosach Hatichah Muteris. There was an apparent contradiction between the two Psokim of the Mechaber. If you have a piece of flesh that was balea, a little bit of chazer, and you don't have shishim in the chaticha flesh. And then this piece of kosher meat that has a bli of trefa chazer schmaltz in it fell into a big pot full of chicken soup, or fell into a big pot full of water. Now the water is causes the tam of the chazer schmaltz to dissolve all over in the whole pot. And now for sure you have shishim in all of the water. You have shishim kenega the tam halisa habalua and the piece of flesh. Would you say the piece of flesh itself is chozer lehetero, or do you say no, that the original piece of flesh, since originally became osa because he didn't have shishim, so aim hagola boichlim. What would you say here? So here the mechaber writes about chaticha asma asura. When the mechaber quotes, he says the rest of the soup in the pot will be mutter because you'll have shishim against the liyas risa. He says you don't eat shishim kenege the whole piece of flesh. The whole piece of flesh is not treif. The Chabad doesn't offer him chaticha nasna el b'sharisim. You only need shishim kenege the tam isa habalua bo. Once you have shishim against the tam isa habalua bo, so the whole soup in the pot will be kosher. But also chaticha nisheris v'isura because they don't niflet memena legamer. If there would have been hagola bo ichlin, when you do hagola on a treif kli, so we assume that the entire tam isa goes out. Here we say we assume the entire tam isa will not go out. If the entire tam isa would have gone out, then it's that's called Epshel HaFrido. Epshel HaSochto is also Epshel HaFrido. You can remove every speck of Iser. So Bishari Surin for sure Epshel HaFrido is Mutta. We had a Sima Kufay, we had a long Shach of Kutin Yud Zayin. The Shach had a major machlok is what's the din of Epshel HaFrido b'basa b'chalo. If you cook the piece of meat with milk, so it becomes basa b'chalo. And then you treat the piece of meat chemically in such a way you remove every speck of milk. Does it undo the prohibition of basa b'cholov? It can't be elach as mutar. They say, no, once it was cooked, the meat was cooked with cholov, and it was nice and tam, so even if you remove, even epshel afrida will also be off. So that was a machlekes on a level of the rice al pipash. That was the shachs of cotton yud zayin. What's the din of epshel afrida bishari surim? So that's a beferishi gemara. The gemara says they used to broil meat that was not yet salted. People do it today also. You broil meat that's not salted, and then the blood will drip down on the bottom. You have to broil it on a kli shein menukav. If you broil on a kli menukav, it's going to collect all of the dam. It's going to be sitting in the dam. It's going to be cooked in its own dam. It'll become asa. So you have to have a kli menukav, and the dam is going to drip down on the bottom. So that not only does the dam drip down, the schmaltz drips down also. So years ago, it was considered healthy to eat schmaltz. But the schmaltz that drips down on the bottom is treif because it's cooking together with the dam. So in the days of the Gemara, they had a chemical procedure whereby they felt that they had the ability to remove every speck of blood from the schmaltz. The Gemara says if you apply trei gelei de milcha, you apply very thick salt and you apply dafka this amount of salt, not too much and not too little, it has to be dafka such a piece of thick salt. So says that we don't know exactly how thick the salt is and how much yes and how much no, we don't know how to do it. But the Gemara says in principle if you know for sure that you have removed every speck of iser from the heter, efshel afrida zos is mutta b'shari sur. So here the mechaber writes, if it would have been efshel afrida, if you could have removed every speck of iser that was nivla into the chatichas heter, efshel afrida would be mutta. But he says lefisha iser sheba ena nivla mena legamrei, you cannot remove every speck of iser. That's what the Ramban calls an expression on that daf, on daf kuvav. Ein hagola ba'ichlin. A little bit is going to remain behind, so therefore it remains also. Why is therefore? But now you have shishim against it. So b'chayre he sounds, the mechaber sounds like he's saying a rule that ain't bitla la mitchilas atarumis. That's what it sounds like. Ain't bitla la mitchilas atarumis. So that's the concept that we were talking about the other day. So here the Ramo says v'chay niker. What the mechaber says here is more correct. The lok mashkas of leil b'simitzari beis afos haticha muteris. Earlier in Simon Tzari Beis, the Mechaber says the original Chaticha is also Mutta. So it's a steer in the Mechaber. So the Shach says he doesn't think it's a steer. The Mechaber over there means also Chaticha becomes Muteres if it's not a Dovashah, it's not a Chaticha really this Kabe, and it's a Tarubis. I can't identify which is the Chaticha that had the Yisr in it and which is the Chaticha that were Mutter all along. So it's a Tarubis of Yavish B'Yavish. So Yavish B'Yavish is Batul Chad B'Trei, unless it's a Chaticha really this Kabe. The truth is, the Mechaber says, like over here, he holds that also chaticha nisher is b'yisura, and there he says also chaticha materis if it's nizbatla b'roif, if it's a tarubis of chad b'trei, feinim arkiv. Okay. So here, simen kuvav, sif aleph and beis, is just a repeat from simen tzadik beis. The machlok is the Mechaber deramor, where they say chaticha nas nevela b'sharisim. We pass from like the Ashkenazim follow the Ramor that you apply chaticha nas nevela b'sharisim in the rabban. Fine. Then Siv Beis, we also discussed Balpeh, Kuvav Siv Beis, Chaticha Sheesh Bachelev. I have a piece of meat. and they didn't remove all of the chelav. So the chelav is an isa kares. Chelav is an isa. Shenis bashle b'kederes yesh bashishim levat lachelav. I have all the food in the pot. I have all together. I have shishim. I don't have shishim, and that one chaticha that the chelav is attached to. I don't have shishim in that one chaticha. All together, I have shishim. So I cooked everything all together. So what do you do? So the balabasta's instinctive reaction is going to be, she's going to take a fork and she's going to stick it into this piece of flesh that has a chelav. She's going to take it out and feed it to the dog, or give it to the goyah, or something like that. So that's not a smart thing to do, because you just made treif the fork. You had a kosher fork, and you stick the fork into the, now you have shishim, so you stick the fork into the piece of flesh. When you take the piece of flesh out, you know you don't have shishim. Piece of flesh is a kli rishon. It was just cooking in the pot. I didn't put it down on any klisheni yet. And many poskim hold that on a dover gush, there is no kula of klisheni, because there is no tfanis makaros. Tfanis makaros, the svar of Tosfos and Perikira. Tosfos says, how do you explain, how do you understand why klisheni ain't a mabasha? It's burning hot. So Tosfos says, no, because since it's so for the hiskara, because of tfanis makaros, so therefore it's not derech bishul bekach to do bishul in a klisheni. So that's what some of the marshal, some of the poskim say, that the svar of tfanis makaros only applies if you have a dover lach, because the particles are always jumping back and forth. I seem to remember vaguely from college that it's a Boyle's principle or something, that the liquid particles are jumping back and forth. But if you have a dover kush, Boyle's principle doesn't apply. So that's why there's an opinion, and a significant opinion in the poskim, that by a dover kush you don't apply the kula of cliché. But here for sure it doesn't apply. So you're going to take a fork, stick it into the treifa piece, stick it into the kosher piece of meat that has the chelav attached to it. Once she takes it out, so you have the thing is burning hot, and you don't have shishim in the chaticha against the chelav, so now the chelav is going to be nice and tam into the chaticha, and the fork is going to become trei. So what's a better recommendation? If the woman is going to use her, she'll be cool, calm, and collected, so what are we going to recommend for her to do? So the chaticha sheish b'chelav, and it's basal b'kedera sheish b'shishim, lebat l'chelav, the whole kedera together has shishim. But the chaticha's boss, it doesn't have tzorch, l'zah sheloyotzer shum dover mi'akdera, but chaticha se'isa b'secha, don't take out another piece of kosher flesh either. You may take out, she's going to take a kosher fork, you're going to take out a piece of kosher flesh, another piece, now you won't have shishim anymore. Leave everything the way it is. Don't take anything out. Maybe the piece of meat with the chelav attached will be the last one to come out. So you shouldn't take out the other chatichas first. You may by mistake leave it in and you won't have shishim. Nor should you stick your fork into the piece of meat that has the chelav attached. Don't take it out first. Wash the chelav shabo yeser I saw. Because you don't have shishim in the chaticha keneged the chelav, and then the bli is going to go. So what's the yetzah? So you can't take it out first, can't take it out last. So you can't take it out. So what do you do? Elo, ma takanos. So what should you do? Turn off the fire. Yanachena shetitzdan and hagder. Turn off the fire on the bottom, and wait till everything cools down. After everything cools down, so don't let it sit for 24 hours. Don't. Right now you have shishim. So once it cools off, you can take out the treifet piece and don't let it sit for 24 hours. If you let it sit for 24 hours, it'll be kavish kemavush, but you might have shishin, so that won't be a problem. But if you take out some of the heter, and you will no longer have shishin, and then you have the chelav sit there for more than 24 hours, then it'll lasser later. So he's not going to leave it for more than 24 hours. And then the Ramo has his chumrah that since we say chaticha nasnarela b'shari surim, so we have a chumrah visa dovuk, the piece of meat that's attached to the chelav. So we're concerned that maybe the chelav was first nivla into the piece of meat and only afterwards into the rest of the flesh. So you need shishim and the rest of the soup in the pot keneged the whole chaticha that has the chelav attached to it. So that whole chaticha is going to be also. That's the chumrah visa dovuk. Okay. That's the Chumrah of Yisad Dovah. Yeah, this comes up sometimes. Kuv Zayin Siv Beis. I'm cooking food and I find a dead fly. So you have to calculate whether you have shishim. You have a couple of dead bugs in your soup. So you remove all the dead bugs. So you have to calculate shishim. So the Mechaber says, Zvu b'keitzah b'vidvam hamusim, shenafshu shaladim kotzah b'hem. She nimmt a betapshil. I cook the soup and I remove a couple of bugs. Zarkon. Let's say I'm going to put in the spoon and I'm going to take out the bug. Let's say I'm putting the spoon into the pot. I don't have shishim in the soup and the spoon. Can I get the bug? So do I say that the spoon just became treif? Like we said before, the fork is going to become treif if I'm going to take out the chatich that has the chelov in it. So do you say the spoon becomes treif because you don't have shishim? So the Mechaber says you don't have to worry about that. Shame plate is dvar meilu habgumim oiseris. Why? We assume it's nice and tam levgam. Nice and tam levgam doesn't aser. Chen aminik poshet afal pidiyesh machmirim. There's a machleike. Some hold. Why should it? Who says that it's nice and tam levgam? Just because nafshe shalodam kotzabehem. Why is it necessarily nice and tam levgam? So there was a machmer. The Rama says, but the meaning is like it says in the Mechaber. That we consider that a nice and tamla gum. In the Shana Samin. Yeah. Okay, this we know already. Let's say Kufches, we went through the Gemara. The Gemara was a Machlekes Rabbi Levi and Psochim, where the Recha Milsa, Recha Lav Milsa. So there were the Rif interpreted in the Gemara that everybody agrees that Recha, what's the story of Recha? I'm broiling, I'm doing tzli, not bishul. If you're broiling two steaks at the same time in the oven, one is kosher, one is treif, so broiling causes the tiny particles to float around in the air. You walk into a room where they're broiling some meat. So you can smell it. So how come you smell it? It's not a miracle. So the answer is because the tiny particles are floating in the air, goes into my nose. That's why I can smell it. So the tiny particles, just like they float into my nose, tiny particles will float from the trefa steak into the kosher steak. So clearly there are such tiny particles. Otherwise, how could you smell it? So obviously there are particles. So let the particle asa. So the Rif learns, yeah, but you always have shishim against it. The tiny particles are so insignificant. The kosher steak is going to have shishim against the trefa steak. So what's the din? Is that enough? If you have shishim, it's min b'minoy. It's this is steak and that steak. They're both flesh. So that's a machlokes satanoim. Whether min b'minoy by lach b'lach, ayovish b'yovish. There's no machlokes whether min b'minoy is bottle or not. Tesis in Perek HaNezokin points out all machlokes are b'yudin rabbanon whether min b'minoy is bottle or not. The original pasuk is v'lokach midama par midama sor. It's lach b'lach. This is also considered lach b'lach. The particles are floating in the air and they get nivla. Whenever there's a blila, that's called lach b'lach. The tiny particles floating in the air land into the kosher steak. Let's say you have three bottles of wine. One bottle of wine is treif and two bottles of wine are kosher, and you can't identify which is which. So even though bottles of wine wine is liquidy, that's called yavish b'yavish. That's not called lach b'lach. Yavish b'yavish means when there is no blila. And lach b'lach means whenever there is blila. So by lach b'lach there is a machlokes hatanaim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, whether mim minim and mashu or not, and there's clearly a machlokes hamaraim, Rabbi Shmuel Damich Avayu mim minim and mashu. They both pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rif has this fantastic interpretation. The Rif doesn't have Amsochem because the middle of Psochem is all about Kotchim. So the Rif on Chulin quotes this Gemara from Masechet Psochem. So the Rif on Chulin explains this Gemara from Psochem. Machlokes Rabbi Levi is it's Rab Lishitosa, Levi Lishitosa, Rab goes Lishitosa, the Mim Mimina B'Mashu. So that's why he says Recha Milsehi. So if you tzoy la Bosik Sheir and Bosa Nevela, it's going to be Mim Mimina B'Mashu. And we paskin like Levi because we paskin the Loik Reb Yudit. Rashi was the one who paskin like Reb Yudit. Rashi paskin Mim Mimina B'Mashu, and Rashi holds a Tamkikas Lav Deraisa. And Tosis turned everything upside down. Mim Mimina is not B'Mashu, and Tamkikas is Deraisa. So we don't accept that. We don't accept that Rashi. The Rif holds like Tosfos also. We don't accept that Shitas Rav Shmuel who passed like Rabbi Yehuda the Mim Mimina B'Mashal. So the Rif holds them. Whenever you have Recha, everybody subscribes to Recha. Everybody agrees that Recha is Milse in the sense that it's a Mashal, and then you proceed from there. So if it's flesh with flesh, it's going to be a Machlekes whether he passed Mim Mimina B'Mashal or not. So if he passed Mim Mimina, it's not B'Mashal. It was going to be Chometz B'Pesach. Here the Ramo at the end of Kuf Ches Sif Aleph. There's a long Ramah. In my edition, it's on page 502. Those who have the Vilna edition, page 502, the second line from the top. Yeshamim disa oisa b'mashu k'gon. Chomis b'tesach is where the Bir Agro has the tiny letter chaf in brackets. So the Ramah says, Yeshamim disa oisa b'mashu k'gon. Recha milsi. Oisa afila b'di'evet. It asks even b'di'evet. Why? Because it's mashu. Everybody, that's according to the Rif. Everybody agrees that Recha is the equivalent of a mashu. So if it's Chomis b'tesach, it'll be b'mashu. Then he says, "V'yeshomrim shein lechalek." Dark emotion shein marmotcha. There are those who hold not so. Why do they hold not so? Why do they hold not so? So there are two ways to understand this. So the Shach writes in Sukkot and Tezvav, look in the Mordechai. The Mordechai explains why the only time you have a discussion of machlekes Rabbi Levi in a whole sugya recha milsa recha la milsa is if you did sleep. If you say la basa shchuta, I simultaneously with the sign of Eilat. So Tzli gives off a lot of reach. That's the mechaber in Siv Beis. Amedvar mamurim. When is there a whole discussion? The Tzli avalim bol bashel bigdei rizaliatzman zaliatzman. Let's say you have an oven and I'm cooking kosher chicken in one oven, kosher flesh in one pot with a liquid, and trefer flesh in a different pot than the other, in a different pot, and they're both cooking in the oven. So the reach that comes out from cooking flesh or chicken is not as powerful as the reach that comes out from broiling. So the Mechaber says the whole discussion of recha milsa doesn't apply. The Gemara said there are different degrees of recha. There are some cases where everybody agrees that recha milsa. In some cases where nobody holds recha milsa. In some cases where there's machlokes. Take a look in Siv Dalet. If you have a barrel of yayin nesach, or Stam Yenam, it doesn't have to be Yayin Nesach, that's also Bano. A barrel of Stam Yenam, here the Shach writes, the Chav Beis, I feel a Stam Yenam. That's Muta Bano, it doesn't have to be also Bano. Let's say Truma, a barrel of wine of Truma. Truma is Muta Bano, the Gemara says. Truma is only also Bachila, and Muta Bano. So if I just baked Paschama, I just baked freshly baked bread, and it's still warm, and I put it on top, Shemunach, Agabi Chavis Ksuch, I have a barrel that has tray for wine, some kind of tray for wine in it, Shuma, or Yayin Nesach, Hastam Yenam, and the bread that was just freshly baked is open to absorbing things. If you have an old stale loaf of bread, so it's not going to pick up any particles from the atmosphere. But if it's freshly baked, so it's still absorbent. So that, everybody agrees. Apascham Shemunach Agabi Chavis Ksuch, Shayin Nesach Hasura. Everybody agrees that it's Asura. If you put it right next to, let's say you have a lid and you have an opening there. So you put the paschama on top of the lid, not on top of the opening. On top of the lid, it's like putting in a different room, so there's no problem. But if you put it on top of the opening, so all of the wine, all of the smell of the wine goes out through the tiny opening, and you put the freshly baked loaf of bread on top, so that's for sure going to be balet. Avalam apastonenes, or if it's a chavis megufa, if it's closed on top. So then it's not enough to say. So the Gemara makes these distinctions. And maybe there's a distinction between if it's pasorim or if it's paschitim. The Mechaber quotes from the Gemara. Some are more absorbent than others. So there are some cases that everybody agrees recha milsa. Some cases everybody agrees recha la milsa. There's nothing to discuss. So that's the Mechaber in Siv Beis. But medvam amorim. When is it a whole Siv Aleph? That sometimes we do say recha milsa, sometimes not. Lechatchila, but yevin, and so on. The whole discussion only is bitzli. If you mabashal two different kosher and treif in two different pots at the same time, there's not going to be enough recha to even bring up an issue. So that's what the Shach writes in Sivkot and Tezvav. In the middle of Sivkot and Tezvav, he writes for Tzorachiyun, the B'martcha Perik Kolsho, the second Perik in Psochim, he says a different word. He says that if you're baking bread, there is no recha milsa. What? The bread gives off such a... It's a pleasant smell when you pass by a bakery and they have freshly baked bread, so the taka smells good. And it says in the Ramon, Hilchos Pesach, Chametz B'Pesach, Zosaban, Imachemtu Shalakum. So you're not allowed to walk specifically, you're not allowed to go out of your way specifically to walk next to the Goyish bakery on Pesach in order to have Hanoah from the freshly baked bread, because Chemtu Shalnachri B'Pesach is Zosaban. Even our Pesach after Chatzai is also Chametz Zosaban. So you're not allowed to go intending to smell. If you're walking to the base matters, you're walking to davening, and that's the shortest way to go. So the Gemara says, Yapshavala Kamachavin is Mutta. But if he walks there specifically in order to smell, so the Rama says that that's a violation of Isuri Hano. Yeah, but to say that the aroma that comes from the bread is as potent as when you're broiling flesh, Hat Kedei Kach Not. That's what the Mordechai writes in Perek Kol Shor. He says, I looked up. The Rav Shach writes to his well. I looked up the Mordechai. He says, the Mordechai doesn't deny that Recha is a Mashahu. He agrees Recha is Mashahu. And Chometz B'Pesach is B'Mashahu, Shadasa B'Yevit. He just says that the Recha that comes from baking bread is not more than the Recha that comes from cooking trefa chicken in a pot. It has to be Dafke Tzli. It has to be a degree. Sometimes Recha is what to discuss, but sometimes it's insignificant. So that's what he said, that baking bread doesn't really get that much of a gishma. But if you would have some kind of a chametz digger thing that will be a dova shomein, that really has a powerful recha, then the Mordechai would agree that whenever you have an issa that's b'mashu, so recha would asar even b'dievet. Recha is a mashu. That's what the Shachtain is against the Ramah. The Ramah quoted the Mordechai Zif to say that Recha Lamil says less than Mashahu. It's not even called Mashahu. So he says he doesn't see it in the Mordechai, but he does. He has to admit, the Shach writes that he has to admit the last two lines in the Shach as well. Miu b'tshuvas maril simereshu dal natsasi mandam Recha Lamil sayin chilek v'chomis dois and Mashahu l'sharisim. He admits that the Maril says that and he doesn't understand why. He says the Pashto says that the Rif is right, that Recha is a Mashal. And that's the whole din, the whole Machlekes Rabba, Tesis says it on the daf, the whole Machlekes Rabba Levi, where the Recha Milsa, Recha La Milsa is a Machlekes B'dievet, Lachatkhila, to do it, to broil the Trefa flesh and the Kosher flesh for Basachas, is a violation of Eim Abat and Isa Lachatkhila, the same as the Rif. Because there is a mashu, a mashu there will be, so that's a violation of Eim Abat and Isla Chatchila. That's how the simon begins, simon kufches. Ein solim besak sherem, besar nevela, besar tmei mit mei beba, betan recha, dafo pishen negim sebezeh, im tzolon is mutter. So why is it also Lachatchila? Because it's a mashu. Tiny particles will make a mashu, and it's a violation of Eim Abat and Isla Lachatchila. Sometimes it's so there's so little recha tzivu mutter lachatchila, like if you're having bishul. So then the mechaber says in siv beis bishul there isn't even an issue lachatchila. Or if you have a tana gadol, says some rishonim, many rishonim hold if you have a tana gadol, so it's also not even a problem lachatchila. And the Rambam quotes those rishonim who disagree that even in a tana gadol, the Rambam over here. Okay, the second line in the Ramah and Sif Aleph. Noagim lahachma lachatchila afila b'tana gadol. There's a Tosis said a chilek in tana gadol. Tana gadol is even mutter lachatchila. There isn't even a mashahu. So the Ramah quotes from this Isa b'heta ha'orach an opinion that even in a tana gadol is also considered a problem of a mashahu. Ubediyeved we follow the opinion lahachla afila b'tana gadol. Okay, different opinions. He quoted different opinions. Then there was a shaila. Eim Mevatlin, we spoke about this a few times, I think. Eim Mevatlin Isa Lachatchila. Let's say there's a product on the market that does not have a hashgacha, and we called up and we ascertained that they always mix in a certain non kosher ingredient, but you have way over shishim. We know you have shishim again. So a kashrus organization is not going to give a hashgacha. Hashgacha means that it doesn't have non kosher ingredients. That's not called the hechsher. I know that all the non kosher ingredients are bottle of shishim. That's not called the hashgacha. Hashgacha means that it doesn't have non-kosher ingredients. So they don't have hashgacha. But I know that all the non-kosher ingredients are bottled b'shishim. So is that a violation of Eimavat Nisla Hatchil if I go and buy it? But he say no. It already was bottled. So we had the Netziv in his commentary on the Shiltis explain the Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Beitza. The Gemara says that a dovah sheish l'matirin. I feel the elef loy bottle. The Rashi said the reason why because atcha tachlana bisa tachlana beheta. What does that mean? So Rashi doesn't say everything. So the Netziv puts words into Rashi's mouth. He said what Rashi meant to say was it's a violation of eim avatan isalachatchila. Let's say I have a beitza shenolda biyontif, and it got mixed up with a whole bunch of other beits. So now I have five beits. One of them is treif, and the other four are kosher. I have so much food in the house. I don't have to eat any eggs on Yom Tov. I can wait to eat the eggs after Yom Tov. So Rashi says, Acha tachlana b'isa, why should you decide to eat the eggs on Yom Tov? You have chicken, you have flesh, you have kugel, you have some of the other things. Eat the other things. Your decision to eat the eggs on Yom Tov, your decision itself is a violation of Eim Avat Nisul HaTchila. You're deciding to rely on Bitl Beroi. Whenever you don't rely on the Bitl, there's no Iser Eim Avat Nisul HaTchila. This was the mashal that they quote from the Shabbos. She was Pnei Yeshua. The famous Pnei Yeshua had a grandfather whose sefer was also called Pnei Yeshua, and he was Shalosh Tshuvos Pnei Yeshua. So in the Shalosh Tshuvos Pnei Yeshua, he gives this mashal that let's say I want to feed the dog flesh, so I put two kosher pieces. Let's say we have leftover flesh that the children left over, so I put on the plate two for the dog. I put two pieces of shirayim of leftover kosher flesh. And we have a goy who ate by us, and he left over some of his trefla. I put all three on the plate, and I turn around and I turn back, and I don't remember which piece is which. Have I violated Eim Avat HaNisa L'chatchila that I mixed up the one non-kosher piece of flesh, nevela me, with the two kosher pieces of the kosher flesh? No, the dog can eat non-kosher flesh. The only time you're in violation of Eim Avat HaNisa L'chatchila is if Kamanasa Levatla, if you want to gain something by it. As far as the dog is concerned, you can give the dog all three pieces will be non-kosher flesh. That's not a violation of Eim Avat. Eim Avat is only violated if it's Kavanah Selevatah, is going to gain something by it. So here, if I don't eat the eggs at all on Yom Tov, so good. So wait till after Yom Tov, so you don't have to rely on Bitl Berav. Your decision to eat eggs on Yom Tov and to rely on Bitl Berav itself, that decision itself is a violation of Eim Avat and Isla Chatzchila. So if you say like that, then you should say, like many, there's a significant minority of poskim say this. The majority of poskim say not so, but the Torah's Chesed has a whole truth about this. Torah's Chesed was a rov in Lublin, and the minig 100 years ago. And the minig used to be when the rabbanim would retire from Europe, they would move to Eretz Yisrael. So they had in Yerushalayim, they had an Eidah Haredes, they had a lot of big Meir HaRoah from Europe, big rabbanim who knew a lot of Shulchan Aruch. So he was one of them. So he put out a sefer, two volumes of Shabbos Shabbos Torah's Chesed. So one Chelik is Arachayim, one Chelik is Eben Ezra. So in the Chelik Arachayim, many of the Simonim in the Sefer are his Shabbos HaGodol Pilpulim and Shabbos Shuvah Pilpulim. Pilpulim that he said, Halacha Lamaisa, Shurim, that he said, issues of Chomis B'Pesach, Matzah, Mor, those kind of things, and Shofar and fasting on Yom Kippur. So he has in Hilchas Pesach, he talks about Eim Avat HaNisa L'chatchila. So he has a whole, he does not have Chelik Yeridei. He just has Chelik Arachayim and Chelik Eben Ezra. He's the one who has the two famous tshuvas about abortion. He has a certain stadim lahakal on abortion. But on the Chelik Arachayim, so he has this discussion, and he quotes a significant minority opinion, the majority hold not so, that if there's a product on the market that I know has a non-kosher ingredient that was bottled b'shishim, so l'chatchili shouldn't buy it. Because by your buying it, you're invoking the klala bitl of bitl bereb. So that's a violation of Eim Avat HaNisa L'chatchila. Unless it's the kosher product is going to be so much more expensive than the not kosher, or just not available. So then you have no brera. But if you have an easy solution to the problem, just don't buy that. Buy the other one that doesn't have any non-kosher ingredients, and it costs approximately the same. So then you apply that svar that Rashi said, Ad shetachlana b'iser. Tochlena beheta. That's the decision to buy it itself is the violation of Eim Avat HaNisa L'chatchila. So that's what the Ramo has over here a little bit. V'cheinim ovek kachav masa pas. About six lines in on page Reish Nun Aleph. So those who have this edition of the Yerideya. V'cheinim ovek kachav masa ofa pasim iser. The nochri baked the bread and it's pas palter. Pas hakam is osa. So this is talking pas palter is mutter. Makam shenogam lechal pas palter is mutter. And the Nochri I know was broiling his steak simultaneously in the oven. They're not nogim zebizet, they're not touching, so there's not directly as a shayla of recha. So we paskin b'diyeved recha milsi, but we assume there's a mashahu. And we assume since there is a mashahu, it's aim about penis l'chatchila, so you're not allowed to do it l'chatchila. But I'm not doing it, the Nochri did it. But the purchasing is also a violation. So that's what the Ramah says. V'chein emo v'kham of a pasi miser, also liknas also pas, miyesh lo pas acher. If it's easily available to get another loaf of bread that was not baked at the same time that the Nochri was broiling a fleshig nevela steak, he calls a mikri lechatchila. That's called Eim Avat HaNisa L'chatchila. Avlamein pas acher berevach. If it's not easily available, muta bishneihem. But if it ain't pasacher berevach, muta bishneihem, this is a mikri linyan zeh b'di'eved. So that's the shaila. Why does it only say le'inyan zeh? It's called b'di'eved. Mikra adin, it's not aim of atanis lechatchila. Mikra adin, it's not just a chumra. So if it's not easily available, so then we're makel. Yeah, the Rif had this. The Rif said we paskin like Levi that b'di'evid if you broil the leishig, the nevela meat with the kosher meat simultaneously, it'll be muta because min min is not kamashahu. But he paskins like the Gemara in the bottom of the Yom there, the last stick of the Gemara, that if you bake bread in the oven the same time that you were baking that you were broiling the meat, so you're not allowed to eat that bread with milchiks. So the shaila is why? That's mimishena mina. Mimishena mina should be bottle. So the Rif said that that's already called davshesh lamatirin. Since you can eat the meat, since you can eat the bread with fleshik, so that's not right to be mekel to eat the bread with milchik. So that was the kasha, that long run in the Dharm, Dafnun Beis Amanal, that long run where he developed his whole shita of davshesh lamatirin loy bottle. He doesn't say like Rashi, he gave a whole different hesber. So he was forced into giving his whole husband in order to interpret this Rif. This was the Rif that he was working on. Why does the Rif say that it's Dovah Sheish L'Matirin, but there in the Dharm Daftun base, it was a Beferisha Yerushalmi that he proves that the Babli agrees with that. A Dovah Sheish L'Matirin loy batal is only if it's Mim B'mina. If it's Mim Sheini Mina, then it is batal. Then he has another tiny. Why is it Dovah Sheish L'Matirin? It's not Dovah Sheish L'Matirin. I'm going to say the bread may never be eaten with milchiks. It can only be eaten with fleshiks. So that's not Dov Sheish Matirin. Dov Sheish Matirin means if I wait till tomorrow, everything is mutter. Here, you wait till you're on the void. You can only eat the bread with fleshiks. You can't eat it with milk. So why does the Rif say that that's Dov Sheish Matirin? So the Ran kvetched and he kvetched and he came up with a whole theory, a whole hezlem. So that was that famous, that's all part of that famous Rif. That the Rif that Shulchan Aruch is paskening like that Rif. That we assume that whenever there's tzli and there's recha, when there's bishul, there's not enough recha to talk about. When it's tzli and a davar shamin and there is recha to talk about, so then we assume that there is a mashu. So chametz b'pesach would be b'mashu. Let's just say that bread doesn't give off any recha. A new twist: bread doesn't have recha. And lechatchila, for sure you're not allowed to do both together because eim avat anisa lechatchila. And to bite from the nachri is also eim avat anisa lechatchila. You shouldn't do that either. And the bread that's baked, the part of the bread that's baked with the flesh, that's also lechatchila. You should eat it with milchik, with fleshik. You shouldn't eat it with milchik, because that's like davar sheish l'matirin. Avoid it.
The shatam with tazayin based on Rashi, the tzli is only such a powerful. It gives us such a powerful wrath because you don't have sekedira. But if we have sekedira eaten by tzli, you have the same thing as bishul.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. There are different degrees of when we're worried about. Well, we're worried about their income. So Siv Gimel is the famous Shas HaTchakir Yeved Dami. And Siv Vav is also very famous that Chaticha Nasus Nevela is not to be taken literally, that the Besamim that have a Blia from the Stam Yenom, Amuta Bahano, I'm allowed to smell them because I'm not smelling the wine. I'm getting anah from smelling the besamim. A chumrif in the Tshuvas Rashban not to use it for Havdalah. The Mois Lagavoy Hakveh Nola Fechasecho. That's the Shach Nechavah. He quotes the Tshuvas Rashban. But otherwise, it's you don't say Chaticha Nasvele to be taken literally. Yeah. What Siv Zayin? This is famous Siv Zayin and the famous Shach Siv Kat Nechav Zayin. Some Mishalav Edizak Lai Akerem Orlo Also Lahariach Behem. You're not allowed to get Hanoah from Orlo, Kloy HaKerem, or Avadizar, okay? Avadizar, Tikruvus, whatever the case happens to be. It's also Hanoah. What is he driving at? So the Shach explains to Chav Zayin if the thing is osi lahariach keveret v'hodos, this statement in the Mechaber is in order to come to answer Tosis Kasha. There's a Gemara in Daf Yud Beis on the Beis and Avodah Zarah. Both Gemaras and Avodah Zarah. So the first parak Yud Beis on the Beis. The Gemara says they used to hang holly in the stores around December 25th season, and the holly was Asabanoa because it was Epstikruvus Avodah Zarah or something. So Jew was not allowed to go shopping in the store because whoever walks into the store smells the reach of the holly, smells the reach of the flowers. So the flowers of Avodah Zarah are Asabanoa, Noi Avodah Zarah, Misham Shavodah Zarah, something. Somehow the flowers are Asabanoa. So it says that smelling constitutes an Isur Hanoa from Avodah Zarah. So what do you do with the Gemara? Sif Hei is a Gemara in the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Basteya, it says, I'm going to smell, that's a question, I'm smelling through my nose or I'm smelling through my mouth? I'm going like that or I'm smelling through my nose? Here in the Shulchan Aruch, they quoted the Aruch, that you're smelling through your mouth. On the side of the Gemara, they quoted the Aruch in tiny letters, but the other Rishonim don't learn like the Aruch, you're smelling through your nose. So it was a Machlokes Abaye Verove. Abaye says you're not allowed to smell the Yayin Nesach. You're not allowed to smell the Yayin Esach, the Basteya. And Rabbi says that it's mutter. And we pass like Rabbi. Whenever there's Machlokes by Rabbi, we pass like Rabbi. It's not Yalkigam. Why does Rabbi say it's mutter? But it said in the first parak that you're not allowed to smell flowers of Avodah Zarah, Siv Zayin. Isn't there a contradiction? So Tosis gives two answers. So one answer Tosis gives is, you're smelling the wine. You don't get anoa from the wine by smelling. You smell flowers. That smells good. So that's also banoi. Smelling the wine to test it, I work for the government, whatever, and they salary me to tell Mevinus, to say Mevinus, whether the wine is acceptable or not. That's a problem. That's what the Tzvila Tzadik on the bottom of the page says. He doesn't understand what's going on. Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalasha. Tzvi Hirsch Kalasha was a Talmud of Rabbi Kivegi. He was one of the big Zionists in recent years. In fact, I mentioned that when we once got stuck and the Tzvi Latzari gave shots at Rav Soloveitchik, he was so excited, he didn't know who this was. He looked on the first page and he said, Tzvi Hirsch Kalasha. He said he knew how to learn. He was surprised. He thought he was just a politician. He was just involved in Zionism. He didn't realize that he's printed on a page. Every day. No, Pischei Tshuva is someone else. Pischei Tshuva was later.
Oh, that's later. He wrote the Nachla Tzvi. I'm sorry,
yeah,
the Nachla Tzvi.
Yeah. His name is also Tzvi.
Oh.
Pierce Eisenstadt, yeah. So there's a Gemara in the first daf, and when we started Basa B'chala, we discussed this the first day, the second day. Basa B'chala is also Banu. So let's say I'm a truck driver, and they pay me to drive the truck from one location to the other. They don't pay me to drive an empty truck. They pay me to drive a truck that has Basa B'chala on it, and they're not going to pay me to drive an empty truck. So it says I'm not allowed to get paid a salary for that. That's called getting hano from Misuri hano. So yes, over here, why in the world is the guy smelling the Stam Yenam? I mean, he's salaried to say Mavinus, whether the wine is good wine or poor quality wine, so he's getting Hanor from the wine. If you're salaried to do something, if you're salaried to deliver the wine, if you're salaried, if you pay the salary to drive the truck to deliver Yain Nessa, you're not allowed to get the salary. That's the kasha that the Achrayim work on. The person who drives the hearse, a mace, is also Banor. So the Chevek Kadisha, the people who bury the mace, if they're salaried, sometimes they do Shalom and Asul Kabbal Pras. But if they're salaried, so how can they take money to drive the hearse and to bury the mace? The mace is Asamanon. Here they're making money on the mace. So this is a big kasha that Rabbi Kivega works on, the Chassam Sofer works on, the Chel Kasyoy works on that kasha. This was a sharp kasha. It's a sharp kasha. So he asks over here, he doesn't understand. Why shouldn't it be? What is the fellow? He's in his own business. He's selling the wine. He says, even if it's Stam Yenam is Manazeh, that's Muta Bahanoa, if you have a Hefzid Meruba. If it's Muta Bahanoa, Asa Bachila. But isn't there an Issa Scharba Macholas Asuras? That's his kasha. No, the Scharba Macholas Asuras, he can answer the kasha. Scharba Macholas Asuras. Is in the beginning of the second Chelek Yeridei. We looked at that a little bit in the beginning of the year when we learned about Basa B'cholam. So it says that there are a few exceptions to the rule. So one is if the Macholas Asuras is only awesome at the Rabbanon. The Rambam quotes a Yerushalmi like that. So if Stam Yenim is only awesome at the Rabbanon, so then there's no Issa Schor B'Macholas Asuras. Maybe that's what he's talking about over here. The guy has Stam Yenim, that's Mutta Ba'anur. We pass from Stam Yenim, Lachatkhil is also Ba'anur. So there's no Issus Tchor B'macholos, also he's going to sell the Stam Yenim to non-Jews. He's not going to sell it to Jews. Sell to Jews is an Issa Lifnei Iver. He's going to sell to non-Jews. So there's no Issus Tchor B'macholos Asuris. But he does want to sell him poor quality wine. He wants to smell it to make sure that it's a good condition. Hachama Askinon. It's a Shverer case. That's what he says. He's not sure what the case is. That's a Tzvila Tzadik on Sif Hey. What's going on over here? Anyway, so that's one answer that Tyson says. Tyson says, the guy smells the wine, he doesn't get any hanor from the wine. The rea hayayin is nichnas bechozik lechotmo umaziko. He doesn't enjoy the wine. So what's he smelling it for? He has to test it to determine whether it's good quality or not. Whether he's able to sell it, or he's testing it for the government, whatever. He salaried to test the wine, okay? So what's the machlekes Abai v'rovin then? So why does Abai say that it's usser? Abai holds that smelling the wine is like eating the wine. Kilu ho'echloi. That's why the orech pshat makes more sense that he shoyef befiv. Abai says you're not allowed to because he goes like this. Instead of smelling through the nose, why should that be an iser achila? So Tosfos says, nonetheless, Abai holds that that's an iser achila. It's connected. It goes, whatever you smell through your nose, is ultimately going to go through the Beis Ablia. And the Orech learns a better pshat, he's smelling through his mouth. So that's why Abayah says, and Rabbi says, no, it's not called shtir, it's not called achil. So that's one answer that Tosfos gives. Then Tosfos gives a different, that's the answer that they give on that daf. On daf samach vav on the base. Wherever bastia is, mutalisha b'piv, yud aleph, hi bastia, it doesn't tell you what daf. I think it's samach vav on the base. Then on daf yudeis, Tosfos gives a different answer. That flowers are raimid lohariach, masheni ken yain is raimid lishtia. So that's the Mechaber has adopted that position. The Mechaber writes in Siv Zayin, b'somim shalabed is raklar kem osel harich b'em only b'somim. So the Shach writes, because it's osi lohariach bo. Masheni ken yain, that's not raimid lohariach, so that's muta to smell. There's no iser hano, it's muta to smell. Chen kosvatez perkam david is our daf yudeis. That's the two tirutzim that Tosfos gives. Daf Yudbeis to give this answer, and Daf Samach Vav to give the other answer. That is nichnas bechotmo maziko, and is not getting hano at all. The machlekes Abai v'Rava is whether this is a violation of achila or not. So the Shach is not happy with this. He says the Mordechai brings arai v'chen kos Mordechai per kol shor v'zelushono. The last line in the Shach on page Reish Nun Beis. The Mordechai brings arai to this distinction. That it's only also to smell if it's Saimid L'Ariach, if it's not L'Ariach, it's Mutter to smell it. So it's Rayas from the Gemara and Lulav Agolzo Daf Lamed Zayin on the base by Hook to the Mitzvasa. Both a Hodas and an Esrag are hooked to the Mitzvasa. The Esrag is hooked to the Mitzvasa, only you're not allowed to eat it, but you may smell it. And the Hodas is hooked to the Mitzvasa from smelling. Why is there a difference? So the Gemara says because the Hodas is Ikar Aimid L'Ariach. Mashenikain Esrag is Aimid L'Achila. So the hooked to the Mitzvasa is only on what the Ika thing is Aimid for. So that's what the Mordechai quoted as a Raya. Ad kan lushono of the Mordechai. So he says, Ava be'emes, the Shach is not happy. Raya is a eni makir. He's not happy with that. So the Shach tain is, hooked in the mitzvah, so it depends on the haktsos hagavra. What did the man have in mind? When he sets aside an esrog, the esrog is basically oimid l'achila, so he's only maktsit from achila. He sets aside the hadasma not oimid l'achila. Hadasma oimid l'hariach bo, so he sets it aside for that purpose. He says, Mashenikin over here, we're talking about Abu Dazar, Klaya Kerem, Orlo. He's talking about an Isser Darai, a real Isser. Not a Haktsoa hook to the Mitzvah. It's a real Isser. If the thing is Osabano, it's Osabano. What does it make a difference? Whether it's Aymed Lahariach, or it's not Aymed Lahariach. That's the Taina of the Shach. So I think we once discussed it this year, no? The Pashta says that this argument that the Shach gives is Shaloika Halacha. There is a Machlekes Harishainim in Beitza Daflamen on the base. There's a long Tosfos and there's a Ramban there. And in Shulchan Aruch we paskin like Tosfos. Tosfos opinion. What's the din if a guy sits in the sukkah and he has in mind he doesn't want it to become hooked to the mitzvah? He doesn't want it to become hooked to the mitzvah. So Tosfos says it doesn't matter what you have in mind. If you cause man you didn't sit in the sukkah, it doesn't become hooked to the mitzvah. I spent a fortune to buy a lulav, hadassah, marabas, and an esrog. It doesn't become hooked to the mitzvah. Hazman Allah mil sinin. The minute I shake the lulav, then it becomes osabano, whether I like it or not. I say, I don't want it to be hooked in the mitzvah, I want to eat the esrog this afternoon. It's a health nisht. And Tosfos says, I sit in the sukkah and I say, I don't want it to become hooked in the mitzvah. So Tosfos explains on the Gemara, if you have noye sukkah hanging on the walls, and you say, anybody on the hem kol bein ashmashas, on the noye sukkah, the Gemara says it helps. But on the actual sukkah itself, all the kavanas in the world are not going to help it become sukkah mitzvahs of bal korcho shalodim. The Ramban disagrees with the Tosfos, but in Shulchan Aruch they accept their opinion as the Tosfos. So the argument that the Shach presented over here, sukkah to the mitzvahs should depend on the kavanas agar, but that would be nicha if we would have adopted the position of the Ramban. The Hukta Mitzvah has to do with what the Kabbalah Sagaber was at the time that he uses the Sukkah for the Mitzvah, the time he uses the Hadassim and the Esrik for the Mitzvah. If it's Aymed L'Ariach, he meant to be Makzeh from Reach. If it's Aymed L'Achila, he only meant to be Makzeh from Achila. He didn't mean to be Makzeh L'Ariach. But we don't pass like the Ramban. We pass like Tesa. It becomes Hukta Mitzvah of Al-Korchoi. Al-Korchoi Shalodim. And still the Gemara makes a distinction between Esrik and Hodos. So what's taka devar? The Shach said it doesn't make any sense. What's taka devar? So the word has to be, that's what we explained already, I think, last term. The Gemara has a memory. Rabbi Shulam Alevi puts together three things. It says, Kol mariv arech ein behem mishum me'ilu. Kol mariv arech ein behem mishum me'ilu. Let's say they're playing church music. And it's beautiful. They're playing in the middle of the services. And the organ is, let's say, Meshamshi Avod Izar. They always, organ is part of their religion, let's say. I don't know if it is. Let's make believe the Bayas, there's a Machlekes Hatanayim, whether the Shir Makib is a Korban or not. So you pass in the Shir is a Lachatchila, Ike Shir should be Machlekes in the Gemara, Ike Shir of the Pe, Ike Shir of the Kli. So the Gemara discusses whether they play the musical instruments that the Levim used to use to play Shir of Bishas HaKarbonis, Bishas Nisach HaMayim, does it have a din of Klishoris or not? So let's say by the Avodah Zarah, let's say if they would have that playing the organ is an integral part of their religion, so playing the organ is like Meshamshi Avodah Zarah, that's part of their religion. So I listen to this and I have such hanoah. I listen and I have hanoah from the music, it's so beautiful. Or let's say there's a Dovishal Avodah Zarah that they worship, a painting, and it's a beautiful painting. A beautiful painting of the sun or something. And I stand and I gaze at the painting, it's so beautiful, I have hanoah from that. So there's a nid Avdin of Tifnoel Hualilim. He's not allowed to display any interest that's a different Issa. Not allowed to display interest in Avodah Zarah. But is it called Avodah Zarah Asa Banoah? If I look at the beautiful thing shall Avodah Zarah and I get Hanoah from watching it, or I get Hanoah from listening to the music, so that's what Rabbi Shulam Alevi says in the Gemara. It's a Gemara Me'ila, it's a Gemara Psochem in the second barak. He puts together three things. It's called Maravarech Eimei Mishu Me'ila, and the Babli says that it's Asa Midi Rabbanim. Me'ila Udaleis Buha Yisuri Ika. Midi Rabbanim it's Asa. So the Brisker Rav is bothered with the Kasha increases. The Gemara appears increases also. So he's bothered with the Kasha. Why did Rabbi Shulman Levi put together three things? Kol Mare Zayn Bo Mamish. That's why it's no Me'ila. But Reach, the Gemara says, is only the Ktoris Lacha Shetala Tim Rasoi. And the reason why it's Zayn Bo Mishum Me'ila because Zayn Lechadovish and Asas Mitzosa Emoilin Boy. Really, Reach is Yesh Bo Me'ila. It's Yesh Bo Mamish. The only time there's no Me'ila is a totally different halacha. Halacha shetala timrasa, and luchadov shenasis mitzvos and bama. But so what did he put together? Two different things in one memory. Kol ma'arez, no Me'ila because ain't bo mamish, and reach is because the nasis mitzvos are two different things. So he lies by kasha. So I gave a suggestion. Maybe this is the teretz. Maybe that's what these rishonim are deriving from that gemara and lulavah gozal and zayinam and base. If you have something which is not Oymed Lohariach, then we declare that it's Ein Bo Mamish. Just like Kol Amar is Ein Bo Mamish, Hariach is also called Ein Bo Mamish. Because seeing and hearing and smelling are activities that the person does, unless he closes his eyes and he closes his ears and so on, these are activities that a person does without even thinking. When the person is awake, so he sees and he hears and he smells. So that's called Ein Bo Mamish. If the thing is Oymed Lahariach, then the halacha declares that it's a little different. Whenever the thing is Oymed Lahariach, then the halacha says that it's considered as if you're consuming the thing. By smelling it, it's considered as if it were Yesh Bo Mamish. Even though, let's say, the rose, the smell of the rose fades away whether someone smells it or not. But still, if you smell it, it's considered as if you consumed the rose. If you're not smelling it, then it fades away on its own. So that's the halacha only. If the thing is Oymed Lahariach, then I consider smelling it as if it's Yesh Bo Mamish. There's such a Tosfos in the end of Bava Kamma. Tosfos talks about Peirush Shviyus. The Gemara has in Lulavah Gozal, the Gemara says in Sukkah, Lulavah Gozal, which Peirush that grow during Shnas HaShmita and Eretz Yisrael have Kedushas Peirush Shviyus? Only such Peirush that are Hanoasim Ubiuram Shoveh. fruits and vegetables that when you eat it, you get hanoah, and that's when it gets consumed. Let's say mahogany, let's say you have trees growing in Eretz Yisrael, mahogany trees, and you use it to make furniture. So you're going to say that the wood that grew during Shnas HaShmita has Kedushas Peir Shviyas, and you have to be mafkir it. So the Gemara says no, because it's Ein Hanoah Osama B'Yuram Shaveh. What hanoah do you get from mahogany? You make furniture. When you see it on the furniture, it gets used up. In 20 years, it gets used up. If you use it many, many, many times over, then it gets used up until it falls apart and you throw it out. But it's not the same as fruits and vegetables. That's called Hanosama Biyur and Shava. If you have wood that's used to make furniture, that's called Ein Hanosama Biyur and Shava. So the Gemara has such a term, Hanosama Biyur and Shava, for two dinim in Shemitah. Number one, which Paris that grew in Eretz Shnas HaShmita have Kedusha's Paris Shavis? And number two, which activities are you permitted to do? B'hoisa Shabbos Aras Lechem Liochla. What's called Liochla? Only Hanosa B'Yur Shava. So the Mishnah says in Shavis that flowers that grow in Eretz Yisrael have Kedusha's Paris Shavis. So Tosis asks, why? Where's Hanosa B'Yur? Tosis and Baba Kami asks, where's Hanosa B'Yur and Shava? You don't consume the flowers. The Tosis says that since the flowers are, years ago flowers used to be Oymed L'Hariach. As man as their flowers, a lot of the flowers that they sell don't have any fragrant smell at all. Just looks pretty. So that's what they quote from Rav Kook, Zuchan L'Vracha, the first chief rabbi, that as man as they thinks that the flowers don't have Kedusha's Perishvies. But until 200 years ago, the flowers were always Oymed L'Hariach. So Tosis says since it's Oymed L'Hariach, so smelling it is considered as if you're consuming it. Kach Nemar Aloch. Smelling the flowers, if something is Oymed L'Hariach, then it's considered as if you're consuming it. Therefore, it's called Hanasa Biyur Shava. So that's what the Gemara wanted to say. Rav Shulman Levi has a memory called Mar Reichaim Mishum Mila. So what he really meant by the Reich was if the thing is not Oymed L'Hariach, so then it's called Ein Bo Mamish. But the Gemara asks, is that true? Rav Shulman Levi's statement is not always true. Sometimes there is Meila by Reich. If it's Oymed L'Hariach, the Besamim. If it's Oymed L'Hariach, and it's Adayin L'Nasis Mitzvasa. So the Gemara says, you're right, in that case there will be Me'ilah, but Lacha Shetalat Imrasa, there won't even be a Me'ilah over there for a different reason, because Ein Lecha Dovash Nasis Mitzvasa Ma'olim Boy. But what Rabbi Shulman Levi meant when he put all three together, he really was referring to the Reach of the thing which is not Oymed L'Hariach. So that's the answer to this Psak. The Mechaber Paschal is like all of these Balei HaTosfos. And it's Lishitosam, the way they held in the Gemara in Lulav HaGozel, that Huktzin Mitzvasai does not depend on Haktzos HaGavra. The Shach's argument is a nice argument, but it's only valid Aliba Deshitas HaRamban. It holds like that if you sit in the Sukkah and you shake a Lulav and you have in mind explicitly not that you don't want it to become Huktzin Mitzvasai, so the Ramban holds it doesn't become Huktzin Mitzvasai. We don't pass on like that. So the way we pass on that Huktzin Mitzvasai does not depend on Kavanas HaGavra, just up until the time that he uses it for the mitzvah, we say Hazman Olam Milsei. Once he uses it for the mitzvah, so then it will become hooked in the mitzvah side. And nonetheless, the Gemara distinguishes then Lulav HaGozel between Oymed L'Hariach and not Oymed L'Hariach. So that shows that it indicates about all reach, smelling. Whenever you have something that's Asabano, so if it's Oymed L'Hariach, we consider it as if you're consuming it. That's called Yesh Mamamish. If it's not Oymed L'Hariach, it's not. Okay, we got to do a little bit more here in Siman Kufches. Just take a look in the Ramah Sif Hei, about Te'ima. We discussed a little bit the other day. Okay, then we're going to run through Kuftes. And Kufyut, there isn't so much in Kufyut. I mean, Kufyut is very big, but we're not going to do the whole Kufyut. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe we'll wrap everything up here. Maybe we'll start the other Harekes. We're trying.